It's great to welcome back to the show again former All-Pro offensive tackle Kyle Turley, and he's here to talk about Revenant MJ and RevenantMJ.com. Kyle, I know that welcome to the show. I know that over the years with the neurological problems you had resulting from your career with early onset Alzheimer's, CTE, seizures, vertigo, and all that, you have said that cannabis not only helped you, but you said it has saved your life. And you're not kidding with that, do you?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, things that were happening to me were very real and didn't bode well in the context of the future. Being diagnosed with stage 2 progressive dementia 4 years ago, and I just went through more BAP testing as they continue to send me back through, because I'm not giving in. I'm not just going to lay down and go do nothing with my life like they want us to do to get acknowledged for these diseases like PTSD and CTE. These are things that a lot of people are dealing with out here that are really trying to get their lives back, and cannabis did that for me. Once I got off all those opiates, and for 8+ years now, not taking one, with all the things I have going on, it's undeniable. Cannabis is the true solution, and now as the science has been exposed, the number one regulatory system in the human body is the endogenous cannabinoid system. So what are we really doing out here?
You talk about opiates, and am I not wrong that NFL doctors hand those out like Skittles, right?
Still, to this day. I mean, you look at the Raiders situation, just weeks or a couple weeks prior to the last guy that got arrested off the airplane, they were still giving pills and booze out on the plane ride home because they had a good victory. The mentality in these locker rooms with these doctors is obviously the mentality of the pharmaceutical industries. They don't care. They don't care what these things are going to do to the players. They don't care what they're going to have in long-term effects. It's the immediate, solution to get them back on the field as fast as possible. And the irony of it all is that they continue to deny me the opportunity to show them even that cannabis can be this resolution, that I would have played 10 more years longer than I did if I had what I had today in cannabis. I didn't need any of those opiates and pills, and those things actually were, in my opinion, a very driving force behind my early exit in the NFL.
I'm interested in this I'm about 10 years older than you. I was a D2 safety in the 80s, and there wasn't one practice where I didn't have a splitting headache at the end and two documented concussions. So I just wonder now in my 50s when I get out of the shower and I forget to shampoo, but I'm drying my hair, but I never got it wet. Like, how much of that is just being a dumb old guy, and how much of that is CTE?
Well, but that's what this is. The studies that I've been a part of and been, unfortunately privileged to be a part of, have exposed the truth to me in its entirety. And these are studies that are published by the National Institute of Health. You can go and look up a study that I was a part of. They denied all of the football players' brains that were involved in this study be published. But everybody else, ironically, was published in the study as that it worked. And what they did was they lit up our brains with this serum called F-18. It's a dye that they injected me with. It's worth 9 years, they said, of radiation each injection. I did it twice over a year period of time of traveling back and forth to Boston. That study is published, and it's proven that these issues and this disease starts naturally at the age of 65. And anyone with a head injury history has this disease in some form at some degree. And those who have had a repetitive head trauma career in football or military or anything for that matter, they were beaten their whole life by an abusive person, they have this disease to this level of where I ask and say, how old is my brain? And they look at me ghostly in the face and say, that's a good question, because it starts automatically at the age of 65. The development of tau protein. These things are scientific findings that are being kept from people, and it's really unfortunate.
Wow. On a lighter note, my brother went to San Diego State, and I used to go down there a lot in the late 80s. And how good was Alberto's late at night?
Oh, man, that was a saving grace for sure after all those frat parties. Yeah, so you could wake up the next day and and not just be hungover, right? Fortunately, I didn't participate in any of those other activities of drinking or drugs in college. So for me, it was just about putting on that weight as an offensive lineman and getting my ass out of San Diego State into the NFL.
When I think about, like Marshall Faulk and Brian Sipe and some of the others, are you the highest ever pick for the Aztecs?
I know Marshall, you know, was the highest pick. You know, I was the seventh pick. Unfortunately, if I would have went to another school, who knows, I might have been at the Chargers instead of Ryan Leaf. But, you know, or maybe beat Peyton Manning out of the first spot. But coming out of San Diego State, I think at the position that I played, there's something to say for that.
Wow. So Marshall Faulk, so you were seven overall. And yeah, he was the second pick. What am I talking about? Okay. But tell us, RevenantMJ.com, what are we going to find there? What should we be looking for there?
Well, it's just a website at the end of the day. What we've done is we've launched a cannabis line of products out in this space in California. We're now licensing in multiple states across the country with operators that are going to be able to replicate what we have found to be the resolutions in cannabis that we believe are going to transcend, into the real world, where consumers that maybe listen to our story or have had these issues and randomly even just purchase our products are going to have this resolution that we've had in finding these specific strains that are highly medicinal for a purpose, and all these things that we use it for. We're not here to just get high, although that's a great, side effect of it, if you will, and a bonus. We're here to get our lives back, and we've done that, and we want to expose that to more people. So RevenantMJ.com is just a website where people can go and read some of our stories, see what we're doing, the strains that we're going to be putting out there, the ones we have in California right now, and the success of our brand that's going to allow us to finally develop what we're calling the Revenant House, which is going to happen next year in 2023. And we're working out in the desert right now with a city that's going to allow us the opportunity to use cannabis freely and fully to have a recovery facility. And that's our focus.
Last question for you, knowing your musical roots and all the bands that you open for, how cool was it to open for Skynyrd? And of course, it's post Ronnie Van Zandt, has been since the 70s. But I mean, how cool is it to get up on stage, same stage with Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Man, unreal. To have the opportunity to open up for them and all the other people I opened up for in my career as a musician early on. I can't imagine where I'd be at right now, maybe touring with more of them, but I'm trying to get that back now that I've found this resolution in cannabis and, opened up for bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd again might be in my future. I hope so, man. I didn't have the lapse that I did to have to get this health thing under in order, but because when the last time I played with Lynyrd Skynyrd, I was so starstruck. It was them and George Jones. I opened up for George Jones. I could not go and say anything to the guy, nor Lynyrd Skynyrd. They even all watched me side stage. They were so stoked. They were interested in what I was doing, and I still just could not bring myself to get off the stage and go to their dressing room and say thank you or hi or anything. I was just so starstruck and just blown away that I was even there.
Totally get it. All right. As we've just been hearing from Kyle Turley, the benefits of cannabinoids and cannabis, go to RevenantMJ.com to find out more. Kyle, thanks for coming on. And before I let you go, just real quick, are you looking at Rams or Bengals here?
I go with my Rams, man. I've been a Rams fan since I was a kid. So I'm hoping that the home team brings it home, with the trophy as well. And, Bengals are lucky to be here. But that Joe Burrow, good Lord, that kid, he can pull it out. So I don't put anything past him. That coaching staff seems to be a good one to play for. They're very player-driven, it seems, and taking care of their guys. So you never know what's going to happen. Fighting out of a corner is a pretty scary thing. And an opponent with a kid like Joe Burrow at the helm that is backed in that corner for a Super Bowl in a game like that, that's scary. We'll see what happens. But I'm going for my Rams.
There he is, Kyle Turley. Thanks, Kyle, man. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate
All right.
y'all.